now from treasureislandoldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of June the 10th. Janis Joplin debuted in concert with Big Brother and the Holding Company this week in 1966, and it was at the Avalon Ballroom in San Francisco. In 1971, Beach Boy Dennis Wilson accidentally put his hand through a window. As a result, he severed nerves, and it kept him from playing drums for the next 3 years. Chicago police broke up a Rolling Stones press conference that took place in the middle of Michigan Avenue this week in 1964. A fire in a London recording studio interrupted the Rolling Stones' recording of their Beggar's Banquet album in 1968. In 1962, Brenda Lee was hospitalized with a dislocated neck, suffered while she performed at the Latin Casino in New Jersey. And the following year, 63, she graduated from Hollywood Professional High School, having already earned 12 top 10 records. The Beatles were announced as recipients of the Member of the British Empire Award by Queen Elizabeth of England this week in 1965. Also in 65, Sonny and Cher made their first TV appearance. It was on American Bandstand. The Dave Clark Five broke a record for rock performers this week in 1966 as they appeared for the 12th time on The Ed Sullivan Show. Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock, that had originally been released to no success in 1954, finally broke out like crazy. It went to number one and reached a worldwide audience and the beginning of the rock and roll era this week in 1955. Mick Taylor joined the Rolling Stones, replacing Brian Jones this week in 69. Jerry Lee Lewis received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1989. In 1961, Patsy Cline suffered a fractured hip and head injuries in a Madison, Tennessee car crash. Jerry Marsden from Jerry and the Pacemakers was awarded a Member of the British Empire by medal by Queen Elizabeth in London in 2003. Carole King received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1989. Elvis's movie Wild in the Country premiered in Memphis, Tennessee this week in 61 and opened nationally a week later. The Monterey Pop Festival started its three-day run in California this week in 1967. The Blues Brothers movie, inspired by the group from Toronto, Downchild Blues Band, premiered in Chicago this week in 1980. The Elvis Presley, Nancy Sinatra movie, Speedway, premiered in Charlotte, North Carolina, where much of the movie was filmed, this week in 1968. The movie version of Grease, with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, opened this week in 1978. The Rolling Stones appeared on the Hollywood Palace TV show and were the butt of several jokes by guest host Dean Martin this week in 1964. In 65, I Got You was released by Sonny and Cher. In the studio, Elvis recorded two live albums at Madison Square Garden in New York City in 1972. The evening concert was released a week later and the afternoon show released in 1997. The Monkees began recording Pleasant Valley Sunday this week in 67. The Rolling Stones recorded part of their 12x5 album, including It's All Over Now, at the legendary Chess Records Studios in Chicago this week in 64. Also in 1964, Manfred Mann in the studio recording their version of Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy. The Beach Boys cut Surfer Girl and Little Deuce Coop in 1963. Grand Funk were in the studio in 73. They recorded We're an American Band. The Monkees began recording Daydream Believer this week in 67. Bob Dylan recorded Like a Rolling Stone in 65. Bill Doggett cut Honky Tonk in 56. Ricky Nelson recorded It's Up to You in 62. Fats Domino cut I'm Going to Be a Wheel Someday in 1958. And Elvis Presley was in the studio in 1958 and he recorded A Fool Such as I and A Big Hunk of Love while he was on leave from the U.S. Army. Birthdays this week, Shirley Owens Alston from the Shirelles is 77, Joey D, 78, James Pookie Hudson, lead singer from the Spaniels, born this week in 1934, Judd Strunk, born in 1936, Reg Presley from the Troggs, born in 42, Bobby Freeman is 78, Bo Donaldson is 68, Jorge Santana from Mallow, 64, Rod Argent from the Zombies and Argent is 73. Burl Ives, born in 1909. Junior Walker, born this week, 1931. Harry Nilsson, born in 41. David Rose was born in 1910. Waylon Jennings, the country star and the man who gave up his seat on the to the big bopper on the ill-fated flight, along with Buddy Holly and Ritchie Valens, sadly born this week in 1937. Gino Vannelli is 66, songwriter Lamont Dozier, who co-wrote with his brother Eddie. Lamont Dozier, part of Lamont Holland Dozier in Holland is what I'm trying to say. He is having a birthday and he is 75. We'll just leave that one alone. Little Caesar, David Johnson from Little Caesar and the Romans is 82. Len Barry, 76. And Rocky Burnett, the son of Johnny Burnett, is 65. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of June 10th. For late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Goldie.